we were doing a lot of promotion during the summer for our summer festival, and the summer festival was in Clongowes in County Kildare. We had 1,000 people attending it. And next year is U2000's 30th anniversary. We had a mission team on the road for 4 weeks. We did hundreds of mass talks around the country, spoke to thousands of people on the street, and still people were coming up to us and saying, U2000, I've never really heard of it. So we're quite large, we've been here for nearly 30 years, and you're dead right. People actually don't know about us. But what we do is we are a youth organisation run by lay people, and our mission is young people bringing other young people to the heart of the church. And that's what we do. We go out and we invite people to come to events that we put on. We put on festivals, we put on weekend retreats, and we put on prayer groups. And those are our three things that we invite people to. We're Eucharistic centred, and that's who we are.
Very good. And what does that mean, Eucharistic centred?
Well, for example, and at the heart of everything we do is Jesus in the Eucharist.
Okay.
When we have a retreat, Jesus is there in the Eucharist and the whole weekend. When we have a festival, Eucharistic Jesus is there the whole weekend. When we have a prayer group, 24/7.
Right.
That's who we are, that's what we do.
What do you think, what's the future for the year ahead? What's going on, Laura? What have you got planned?
We have so many things planned. We have our summer festival for next year. We have our Christmas retreat coming up. We have 2 regional retreats in every province, one in the wintertime and then one in the springtime. So there's retreats all over the country, so there's bound to be one near you.
I'm just counting it up. There's actually, in the next year, there's 16 different weekend retreats.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how well attended are these retreats that you're talking about?
Very well attended. Our flagship summer festival is the biggest Catholic youth event in the country.
Wow.
So we had just over 1,000 people came this year from every part of the country, every province, every county, every diocese. The regional retreats are more intimate. They're a better opportunity to get to know people. It's not a huge crowd. So we will have between 100 and 200 people at every event.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who funds U2000?
So U2000 is a voluntary organisation, so we rely on donations.
Yeah, we're all
volunteers.
Yeah, all volunteers, and we're not lawyers. I'm not at this full time. This is our passion, not our profession. And U2000 is funded by generosity. People see what we do, they love what we do, and they give to support the mission. That's how we do it.
Very good. I'm struck by the office here, where we're surrounded by some beautiful statues, religious statues, and so on.
Cool.
Do these make an appearance at the retreats?
Yes and no.
Right.
Yes and no. This is the hub of what we do, so it's very much home here, and we've just made this place feel like home. The key feature in our retreats is Jesus and the Eucharist. We're very sacramental. We'll have confessions, we'll have masses, and there'll also be, but there's so much else as well. There's concerts, there's fun, there's games, opportunity to chill, just opportunity to drink lots and lots of cups of tea. And just hang out with people.
Is that an addiction issue now?
No, it's not. You know what it is? It's a culture issue, man. Like, it's just, we're Irish and we drink tea, and it's just a great opportunity to realise, oh, you know what? I have a bit of faith when I'm back at home. There's myself and like 2 other people who don't have grey hair when we go to Mass. But when we come to these events, we realise actually there's hundreds of other young people out there. So just getting a chance to play a bit of football or drink a load of tea and then go in and spend time with Jesus together is
just shows you that you're not alone. There are so many young Catholics out there that you wouldn't, without U2000, it's sometimes hard to find them.
How did you guys come into U2000 yourselves?
So I have been involved in U2000 for 5 years now.
Okay.
So I was invited to come to a retreat by one of my friends.
Okay.
And first we resisted, we were like, not sure.
Really?
And then we decided the following year we're going to go, and we have not left since. We've been to all the regional retreats. We try never to miss a retreat. So,
very good.
Yeah.
And how do you attract other people in, as you're, you know, now that you're in the thick of it?
I think I was involved in the mission team this year. So we went around the whole country. We spent a month, 4 weeks. We travelled around every province. We stopped in all the major towns. We went from Belfast, Derry, Omagh. We went down the west, Galway, Castlebar, down the south, Limerick, Cork, Kerry, and then back up to Leinster as well. And we met thousands of young people and just inviting them into street sessions, inviting them to come to the festival. And we did hundreds of mass talks as well, just inviting people that might not have heard of U2000 before to come to our festival.
And just in terms of yourselves and how long you've been involved, I mean, how long are you? You're both teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So, Laura, you're a primary school teacher, and of course, Peter, you're a secondary school
big
teacher,
ones, yeah.
the bigger ones. In terms of your own involvement, how long have you been teachers?
So I have been teaching for 4 years now.
Okay.
So I am teaching Dublin, so I teach fifth class girls. So it's such a great way to like introduce younger children, because they have such an appetite for the faith.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they might not have heard it before, and it's just great that either a young person, it's not an old person telling them about the faith, it's somebody young that they can relate to and tell them about all the amazing like Catholic youth events that we have in our country.
Cool. And then, but what I suppose I'm leading up to here, Laura, is that you got involved with Youth 2000 before you qualified.
Yes.
As a teacher. So you got involved in college then?
Yeah, so I was one of my friends in college. Mm-hmm. Her aunt had heard about the retreat through a mass bulletin, and she asked her if she would go, and she dragged me along.
Right.
And yeah, so I've been involved ever since.
Very good. And Peter?
Got involved in college.
What age were you?
20. Actually, I was queuing. I went to college in Belfast, and I was queuing up to sign up to play with the Gaelic for the university. And when we were queuing up that day, there was a couple of hundred fellas and we signed up to play with the football for the uni. And this person came up to us when we were in our little groups and said, "Hey, would you like to come to a prayer group?" And I said, "No. Not at all, actually."
And Alex is a leader of
this is not my thing. I'm not particularly into prayer groups. You've just got the wrong person.
Yeah.
6 months later, out of sheer curiosity, like, I'm going to go and see what this is about. Because the person who invited me was sort of abnormally happy. And at that particular time in my life, I had a lot going on. Like, I was actually doing very well. I was doing well at university. I was doing well in my football. Doing well on that, but wasn't happy.
Yeah.
And looked at this person and thought, "What is it they have that I don't?" So it was a curiosity of, I'm going to go along and find out why they're happy, because my life was ticking all the boxes. You know, exam results, football, socially, very good. But went to the prayer group, and the only way I can describe it is when I went there, it was probably the only place in my life I wasn't acting. Like, I could actually be at home, just not put on a performance, and just be myself. And that's what drew me in. It wasn't any sort of major, you know, ground-opening moment. It was just looking at somebody else's joy and thinking, I want that.
Yeah, it's similar sort of to, like, my first ever Youth 2000 Summer Festival was my first festival. And I remember just walking in, like, nothing had happened. We literally just walked into the main hall, and I just remember seeing the joy on people's faces. And I knew I wanted that. And
yeah.
I was like, within the first 5 minutes, before anything had happened, I was like, I'm coming back. This is the place that I was meant to be.
Really, yeah.
So what I was searching for.
Mm.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And in terms of U2000 as an organisation, U2000 is in the United Kingdom and it's in Poland, isn't that right?
France, Germany, America.
Right.
Ethiopia.
Really?
Yeah, right. About.
But U2000 was born in Ireland, is that right?
England.
Really?
Born in the UK, yeah. We're approaching 30 years. A guy called Ernest Williams set it up.
Okay.
It was actually following a call from Pope John Paul II in 1989. Sorry, I'm giving you a history lesson now.
Oh, yes.
But the World Youth Day in 1989, the Pope called for the young people to evangelise other young people.
Yeah.
And it was from that Pope's call that the inspiration for Youth 2000 came about.
Very good.
So from 1990, we've been in existence, which is why the 30 years is next year. And we've been in Ireland. Now, somebody out there is going to correct me on this, but I think since 1982.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Right. So, okay, if there's a young, say there's a parent listening into this or whatever, and or a young person, right, mm-hmm. where do they get involved? How do they know about U2000? Where's their nearest U2000 group?
We're very active on all our social media platforms, so our social media will be the best place to go, and also all the prayer groups that we have are listed on our website.
Okay.
So, social media and our website would be the best place.
So Facebook then,
Facebook,
or something like that,
Instagram,
or Instagram,
yeah.
Really.
Get onto the website as well, because like all the prayer groups.
Well, what's the web address then?
www.youth2000.ie. Shameless plug. But youth2000.ie, all the prayer groups are on there. So if you want to go to a prayer group, find the one closest to you, go along. The prayer group leaders' contact details are on there. You can let them know your comments so that they can meet you. You know, so it's not a case of I'm walking into a place, don't know anybody, what do I do? It's a bit awkward. Prayer group leader be like, "Oh, what's your name? John, you know, Siobhan, come out and meet you, bring you in." So there's a welcome there for people. We do that, and we want to do that. Like, the reason we do what we do is because we've got so much. We've got this joy, and we just want other people to have the exact same thing. But get on the social media, the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, all of that. It's on there. We're very active on it. But the prayer groups are on the website, and the retreats that are coming up are on the website as well. So if you are just a bit curious and you're thinking, I'm going to pop my head in, go on the website, find out your local retreat, the one that's closest, and go. My advice would be, a really good attitude to take is, what's the worst that can happen? So you go to it, you don't like it, it's grand, you never come again. Didn't cost you anything because everything we do is free. It's donation only. But best case scenario, it absolutely changes your life. The yeah, way
that,
it
I mean, that
us.
Was like my, I didn't want to go. I was like, no, 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 this is not for me. And like I said, the very first 5 minutes I was at the retreat, it was a life-changing experience. Like nothing happened. It was just the joy of everybody. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I can't, like, I just want everyone else to experience that.
When's the next event, guys? When is that coming up?
Lock Derg.
Lock Derg, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've partnered up with our friends up in Lock Derg.
Wow,
so
okay.
When people hear Lock Derg, they're thinking, like, bare feet, you know, dry toast and stuff. But no, we're bringing
these. Well, I've done it.
You know,
twice.
Oh, man, how's your knees? That's bread. But no, we bring the Youth 2000 experience to our wonderful friends at Lock Derg, who have this beautiful site. Like, you know how beautiful it is.
It is. It's absolutely
magnificent.
It's
an insanely beautiful place.
And it goes back to how far, like, St. Patrick's.
Oh, time, yeah. Like, you're literally, like, no, people say you're walking in the footsteps of saints, but no, but there you actually are walking
yeah,
where you
yeah,
walk.
Yeah.
So we bring the Youth 2000 experience to the beautiful place of Lock Derg. So we have a lovely breakfast, lovely dinners, you wear your shoes, but it's the Youth 2000 experience. And we're bringing people to the Eucharist, bringing people to Jesus, bringing people to the heart of the church. We're just really blessed that our friends up in Lock Derg have invited us to come and use their wonderful site.